We are 3.5 months out from the London Olympics. Maybe you're lucky enough to go. And we've already seen the shiny new Australian uniforms, but some sports are yet to decide who will be in them. Spare a thought then for my next guest, who's in the midst of trying out for the women's basketball team. Rahani Cox already has the experience and a silver medal from Beijing. Hello, Rahani.
Hello, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm great, and it's lovely to catch up with you again. When were you asked to try out for the Olympic team at London?
Well, we got a call up a couple of months ago. So, you know, I've been in the squad, and, yeah, just it's more preparation and getting the team cut at every camp. So it's very exciting stuff down to the wire.
Really? So everything counts from now on in particular, your fitness, your health, how accurate you are?
Yes, everything.
What goes into being part of the selection squad? Tell me about a typical day or week.
A typical probably day would be wake up obviously early and have breakfast and get on the court at about 8:30 to about 11:30, so 3 hours there. Obviously have to let the body rest and recover until the next training session, which will probably be at like about 2 or 3 in the afternoon. And that goes for another 3 hours. So lots of three-hour sessions a day. The time in between would probably be a team meeting, and then in the evening, another meeting. So it's full on.
And how hopeful are you of making it this time round, Rahani?
I'm not sure. Like, you know, like a new coach, and there's so much talent here in Australia this season. Most of the European girls have come over. So, I mean, like, everyone's still got a shot. There's about 20 girls in the squad now, and they're going to cut 8. So, you know, with all the training and stuff that we're doing, hopefully I pull through, fingers crossed.
And 4 years on from the last Olympic Games, do you feel that you've aged well, that you've got enough experience to make a great addition to the London team?
Probably the aging well has come in handy, I think. I've also got a 14-month-old, so, you know, I sort of missed a year and a bit of playing basketball. But, yeah, you know, I'm still, like, I'm back into shape, and, you know, the Olympics are in 3.5 months. So, yeah, it could be anyone's more or less ball game, I suppose, to make this team.
Wow, so you've got a new little bub, 14 yes. months old.
Yes.
Fantastic. And that's another big commitment. How are you going juggling the training regime with being a mum again?
It's tough as usual, but, you know, we have to do it. That's what athletes do, especially parents. It's fun sort of because it sort of takes me out of the whole basketball element for like a few hours, and then, you know, gets me back, I suppose, having a breather with the brain, breaking it up between, you know, being a mum and an athlete. So it's good. Yeah, it's pretty good.
And how did you find coming back to fitness after being pregnant and then giving birth and just all of that harem scarum first couple of months? What was it like?
Yeah, well, obviously pretty tough. You know, you have to give your body a rest after you've actually had a baby, as everyone knows. But, yeah, you know, just getting back into it, I'm just lucky that, you know, I didn't put that much weight on when I was pregnant, as I did with my first pregnancy. So, yeah, you know, just getting back into routine again was, I think I was pretty lucky in that department.
And, Rahani, any other members of this squad who were also in the Beijing team that you're friendly with and competing against?
Yeah, you know, most of the girls are probably about 6 or 7 of the girls are going to be back in the team this year. Our big major camp, I think, where everyone gets cut is in 5 weeks. So I'm off to Canberra next week for a 3-day camp with the coach and a few other girls. And all the other girls in different states will be doing the same thing. So Melbourne, Sydney as well, and Adelaide. So, yeah, it's very exciting. It's just come so, and I'm just happy to be back in the squad.
Oh, yeah, and to have another shot, which is, I think, a privilege for every single athlete. Every time they get this opportunity, they never take it for granted.
No, you don't. Like, you can't, because it's, it's an opportunity for you to, you know, go to a second Olympics, and, you know, the first one's always exciting, and, you know, if you make a second one, like, you can learn from your mistakes from the first one, so, you know, with the experience, you get better.
And what would be some of those things you have learnt from the Beijing Games to now that you might give you the edge?
I think just being more organised with everything. I mean, I was there like for like the first week, I was like just more excited and like I just felt surreal of me being there. And then I sort of, you know, got into the games, maybe like a few games in, and now, you know, being experienced and, you know, if I do make it, like I'll start from, you know, the word go. Like I think the overwhelm got, you know, the best part of me at the beginning, and then I, you know, just got into the game. So, yeah, hopefully that will, yeah, help out a little bit.
I can't describe how excited all of Broome was every time your team went out on the court in Beijing. No matter what the hour of the night was, there were televisions going and people excited. It was just so inspiring and so gripping. We were all barracking for you.
Thank you.
Well, fingers crossed you can do it again, and I'm sure you'll give it your absolute best shot. Looking back at Beijing now, though, what would be your outstanding highlight?
I think against the China team, you know, I got more of a feel for the game, and just being a little bit athletic, I was just taking it to the rack, and, yeah, I think I was more excited just knowing how to play, and I think positions is the main thing, your role out there when you are on the court. If Lauren's on the court, she's getting the ball all the time. Like, just little things like that.
Yes.
But, yeah, just being out there and just getting out there and playing and just, you know, not playing at 100%, playing at 120% the whole time you're on the court.
Yeah, because you're playing the best in the world.
Yeah, just being out there and playing is just gets my heart pumping all the time.
And I bet your family is pretty keen to have another medal in the family. You've still got your silver medal. Do you occasionally look at it, or is it a paperweight or tucked away?
No, I've got it. I've just got it like next to my bed all the time. And like I think just in the last couple of months, like I've been looking at it a lot, and you know, hoping, you know, for a gold medal this, you know, Olympics if, you know, I make the team. And yeah, it's just exciting times at the moment. My parents are always, you know, happy and always supportive. You know, at the end of the day, it's going to be a bonus, and if not, you know, they're still going to be like proud of me whatever happens. So yeah, I'm just very excited, if you can't tell by my voice anyway.
I sure can. Look, all the best with the next few weeks, because it is a critical time for you. Keep up in good health and good spirits, and know that the Kimberley's behind you come what may.
Okay, no worries, Vanessa. Hey, thanks for the interview, mate.
No worries at all. Rahani Cox, and she's originally from the Broome region, still calls it home, but she is busy trying out for the Olympics. In 5 weeks' time, the final cut will be made for the women's basketball team. Can she do it? And she got the silver at Beijing, which was truly exciting, became the first Indigenous woman to win a basketball medal for Australia. 2008. I remember her parents being so thrilled with the whole experience. So that was 4 years ago now. Time does fly, doesn't it?